You are listening to the Declutter Club podcast, where we talk all things decluttering to help you tackle the most difficult parts of organizing. I'm your host, Dana L'Oreal Morales, and I invite you to listen along as I jump into today's topic. So today's topic, my dear friends, is about your overstock turning into clutter. And this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart because I am a stalker. That sounds really crazy. I'm a stalker. Okay, listen, guys, I am not doing illegal stuff, following people that I shouldn't be following. What I do, however, do is that all of the items that we use on a regular basis, I try to buy them on sale, first of all, and I also try to keep them in stock in our home. And so you will see in a lot of our photos or in things that I share, I may have multiples of toilet tissue, of paper towels, of ranch dressing. These are things that we use ongoing, like we don't want to run out of it. And so whenever it's on sale, I always stock up. And I have a strict rule of how many of those things that I'm going to keep in stock at any one given time. I don't constantly keep that number in stock, but what we tend to do is when we go to the store, if it's on sale, let's say it's ranch dressings on sale, buy one, get one free or something like that, I will buy 10 of those. And I will technically stock our cabinet, and we will just continue to eat on those 10 ranches until number one, another sale comes on, or number two, we get down to the last one or two bottles of ranch. Oftentimes, if the sale comes on too quickly, if I see 10 in my pantry, I know not to get any more. Like, that's the limit. We say, okay, we have a place for 10 of these to go. If there's a sale that I can kind of bump this up, then granted, I will say, let's say I had 6 in stock, I would go and buy 4, right? To get us back to the 10. But 10 is just a random number that I put, you know, because the last time we got them, I think we got 10 and we just kind of said, okay, this is good. It kind of keeps it in stock. We don't have to think twice about it. Would 4 or 5 work? Sure, it would. But the price was just really good. And so we knew that we were going to go through it. Now, if you are in a situation where you are limited on space, then you more than likely cannot stock, or you need to be really ruthless in your decluttering to ensure that you have the space to store the things that you are stocking. The other thing is that you don't want to over anticipate what you need. Right? Because when a price is really good, we tend to say, oh, I really need that. And let me stock up on this. And then you find yourself months later, looking at those things and saying, why did I buy all of this stuff? And so we have to set limits. We have to really be ruthless when it comes to saying, do I really need it? How quickly am I going to go through this? My first example, or I should say my first experience into this, is when I was beginning my couponing world back in the day. And I was really into Czech cereal. I don't know what that was about, but I was into it. And I went to the grocery store and they had that cereal on sale for, like, I don't know, 77, it was some ridiculous price. And I was so excited that I bought 10 boxes of this cereal. Now, I was single at the time. Let me just say, any person who's eating 10 boxes of cereal as a single person, that, you know, like going through it really quickly, there's a problem here. But I had convinced myself that, okay, this what goes on sale at this time of the year and this month, and how much cereal is going to last me between now and when it goes on sale again in this month of the following year. Oh, I need one box a month for the entire year. And so then I went in and bought like 10 or 12 boxes. I don't remember the count, but it was ridiculous, right? Yes, I had a place to store it, but I didn't account for burnout. I didn't account for just not wanting cereal anymore. Like, I didn't account for transitions. It was ridiculous. And that is what I always refer back to when I'm looking at how much of something I'm going to stock up on, because I'm like, this is really overkill and you are never going to use this much of an item. So a couple of categories I know that within my home that I stock, but I have to be very cautious about how much of something I'm going to keep in our space. Laundry pods, the laundry detergent pods, making sure that, yes, you have an overflow bag, but how much overflow do you really need? How quickly are you going through it? Toilet tissue, of course, we talked about that. Candles. So at one point I was not burning candles, but sitting them on the warmers, and I would burn them to a certain point, and then I would put them on the burners to utilize the rest of the candle. And of course I got roped into the Bath and Body Works candle sale. And so when the candle sale came on, I was like, oh, I'm going to get, you know, I'm going to stock up and I'm going to get this number. Well, the first time I did it, yeah, I was deeply into candles and we were really doing good. But then that next year I kind of slacked off. And so because I had set a restriction on myself, I said, all the candles have to sit in this cabinet. If they don't fit in this cabinet, I don't need them. I started seeing that I wasn't going through the candles as quickly, right? And then I switched from candles to the plug-ins. And I realized that, okay, now I've got an abundance of candles here in this cabinet that I haven't used or half year used. And I now have these plugins. And so that was the sign that I needed to not purchase any more candles and just to say, let me use what I have and then we can revisit. So I really look at that category every year and I kind of say, okay, what is the temperature of this drawer? Like what is my temperature on purchasing more of smell good items? What am I doing right now? What am I wanting to use this category for? And so then I will go through and I'll say, okay, I don't need any more candles. I don't need any more plugins. I'm good. Right. Another category, and I'm not picking on Bath and Body Works because I love them, by the way, but the Bath and Body Works hand soap. Like I love their hand soap, and we have one in each of our bathrooms, and two of our bathrooms have two sinks each. And so I'm like, okay, we're going to put the soap on each of the things. So when the soap goes on sale each year, I go and I buy up 10 to 15 soaps. But I know that that's going to be used in our household and we can cycle it through our home. And I do an inventory before I go to the store to say, okay, how many do I have in stock? Which means how many more do I need on top of that? Okay. So again, thinking about what you actually use in your household, how quickly you use it, and do you really need it? It's going to be a big thing to help you not turn your overstock into clutter. It is something that can easily happen because of transitions in your lifestyle. And it's okay. Like, don't beat yourself up if you find a category that is like, whoa, I got like 20 toothbrushes here. It's okay. Stop, analyze, figure out what needs to happen going forward and keep it moving. Right. But don't continue to perpetuate that problem. You need to make sure that you're setting some rules, that you have your capacity rules in place. You understand the process of keeping it from getting back to that point and keep it moving. Okay. So hopefully you found this helpful. If you have any more questions, definitely send them my way. All right, guys. So make sure you're taking your before and after photos as you go through this decluttering journey and share them with me on Instagram or Facebook. My handle is @DanaLorielMorales. I will have that in the show notes as well. And if you found value in this episode, please make sure to go over to your platform of choice and leave a review so that others can know the value that you received. I thank you for your time. And I will talk to you soon. Have a great one.